Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So let's get started. So today we're going to discuss the topic of the mitzvah to love and honor one's wife. Why are we discussing this topic right now? Because over this past Shavuos, my son had a friend over for Yontif, David Lanner from Florida, and he brought over a sefer that his Rabbi Rafi Stahl from the Katz Yeshiva High School gave to him and to give to me, and it's a sefer called Toras HaKavod, and each chapter is about another Chi of Kavod that a person has. So he has a whole chapter on the Chi of Kavod that one has to have for one's wife. So I thought, okay, great topic, let's discuss the Chi of Ava and Kavod that one has to have for his wife, what the Halacha exactly requires of a husband. So the Rambam writes very famously in this 15th parak of Hilchos Ishos, Halacha Yotes, based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis and Beis, Tzivu Chachamim Sheyia Adam Mechabi Lezishto Yoser Migufo V'ohava Kigufo. Unusual, that he has to be Mechabi his wife more than himself, but he has to love her as himself. So we have to figure out what love means, what kavod means, and why one of them is more and one of them is the same as. So first of all, as far as what ahavas ishto means, so this is certainly an offshoot of the general mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. In fact, the Gemara explicitly applies v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha very few times lahalacha, but in two of the places where the Gemara explicitly applies the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, it happens to be talking about your wife. The Gemara, for example, tells us in Kiddushin Daf Mem Alif, asu la'adam sheikadish asi isha ad she'irena, that you're not allowed to be mekadish a woman until you see her first, because she might appear unattractive to him. And then, what's going to be the problem with that? That she's unattractive, so what? Is there a din of hidr mitzvah that when you're to marry a beautiful woman, what's the problem that she's unattractive? No, v'rachmana amar, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. If he finds her unattractive, so he's going to resent that in some way, and therefore it's not going to be a fulfillment of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So you see, very clearly the Gemara applies it to one's wife. It's interesting, I always thought it was odd that when the Gemara applies after the Recha Kamocha, the Gemara also in Masech Sanhedrin applies it to Haruge Bezdin. The Gemara says that Bar Lo Misa Yafa, that when you're killing somebody, you have to pick the Misa Yafa, you have to pick the quicker Misa, because after the Recha Kamocha, because you're supposed to be as nice as you can to other people, which is a little bit odd, right? That the two places that we're going to emphasize, the after the Recha Kamocha, are someone who is Chayiv Misas Bezdin, which is like some of the worst people in the whole world, that not only Chayiv Misas Bezdin, what we're caught with Edim, Hasra'a, the whole business, and the worst people in the world, and the person that you love more than anybody else in the world, your own wife. So I always thought that was like a way of bookending just how vast V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha is, that it covers all Jewish people, it covers everybody from one extreme to the next. But how does one express this ahava that one is required to do? So the Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Gimel, Tzarech l'saper b'shivcho v'lochus al mamono, k'mo shulchas al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'kavod atzmo. The way you would want other people to talk nicely about you, it's a fulfillment of after the reacha kamocha to speak nicely about other people. Someone mentions the name of a friend of yours, you should say, oh, that person's such a great person, he does this, he's a great bal chesed, you speak about the shavach of that person, and to be concerned for their overall well-being, that they shouldn't lose money, that their overall well-being, that things that they need should be taken care of. So it's certainly a kiyum of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha when one loves his wife in the same way, that he speaks glowingly about his wife, and that if he's always his wife kigufo, it means the same way he would want people to speak nicely about him, he should speak nicely about her, and also to make sure that all of her needs are taken care of. What is the din of kavod? He has to be mechabed her yoser migufo. So the din of kavod also applies to other people. It's also part of the mitzvah of the after l'reacha kamocha ben adam l'chavero. The Rashi in Yevamos Samach Beis on Beis writes, why is it that he's mechab de yoser migufo? To zilusa de itza kasha midagavra. That the alternative to kavod, zilusa, when you're dealing with someone who's going to be embarrassed or denigrated in some way, it is much worse for a woman than it is for a man. It's much more demoralizing for a woman than it is for a man. And that's why the Gemara at the very end of Horios and Daf Yud Gimel tells us that an isha's kodemus l'ish, Kiddush, Luxus, Lotzion Beis HaShevi, as far as providing clothing, as far as releasing from captivity. Why? Because the Isla Zilus Etvei. As far as Lahachayoso, as far as other things, man comes before a woman, but as far as things that relate to Zilusa, that relate to the opposite of Kavod, a woman comes before a man. That's why the Gemara in Ksubas of Samuel Zayin tells us, Yasom the Yosoma, Shabbat Linase, if you have an opportunity to help make a wedding for a Yasom or for a Yosoma, and you only have enough money for one of them, Masinas Yosoma, Vacharkach, Masinas Yosom, you take care of the girl first, because Shabushasa Shalisha Maruba Mishalish, her busha is greater than the busha of a man. The Rambam in the 21st paragraph of Sanhedrin, based on the Gemara in Yivama, says, Dina Isha Kodam Ledina Isha, Bosha Seisha, Meruba, that if you're running a Beis Din and there are two people that are awaiting a Din Torah, you deal with the Isha first, because the Busha of an Isha is greater than the Busha of a man. So clearly, the mitzvah of Avta L'Reacha Kamocha demands that we treat everybody with love, we treat everybody with respect. We've defined what love means, to treat another as you would want yourself treated, to speak nicely about them, to take care of whatever their needs are, and Kavod is the opposite of Zilusas, to take care of those things that won't bring them to a point where they're going to suffer any sort of humiliation. But it's intuitive to us that Avas HaIsha has something more to it than that. That it can't be the same as the Ava that one has to have for everybody else. In fact, when Shlomo HaMelech decided to choose a mashal for the Ava that one is supposed to feel for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he chose an Avas Ish V'Ishto as the example. When the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and other places talks about how a person is supposed to feel about the Ribbono Shel Olam, he talks about like one is lovesick with a woman. Meaning, apparently, there is this other kind of Ava that emanates from the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, but goes beyond the basic V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It's an unbelievable thing that the chiyuv of a husband to a wife, the chiyuvim of sher, ksus va'ona, are written in the Torah in the context of yiud of an amma ivriya. So even though it's mistaver that by ishus, by a wife, you have a much different kind of relationship, a much more loving kind of relationship, but one finds that that serves as the basis, that if one provides for his wife all the obligations that he has, thank you very much, that he has toward her, and all of the love that he wants to show toward her, and he cares about her, and he speaks lovingly about her, that leads to this higher level. However, there's also a concept that we speak about in the Shavar Brachos. We say that it's that achva and reus that we talk about between a husband and a wife, that it's that also has a basis in the Torah. This extra level of love that goes beyond v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and that's from the fact that the halacha is that if a couple gets married in the first year of marriage, the Torah tells us to simach hasishto, that he has to be misameach his wife. In the Sefer Mitzvah Samelech, in Mitzvah Saseh Reish Yudalit, he says that includes two things. It includes a chiyuv to remain with his wife in order to create this relationship, to develop the relationship over the first year, and it also means to literally be misameach his wife, to do things that make her happy throughout the course of that first year. So you do see that there is this extra level. So how does it play out exactly, la'alacha? What particular things are you supposed to do that express this ava and that express this kavod? Particularly when we're going to talk about being mechabed desishto yoser migufo. What does it mean to be mechabed more than your mechabed yourself? Does that mean that your wife should sit at the head of the table and you should not sit at the head of the table? Does that mean you should stand up for her every time she walks into a room? That's what we're normally used to when it comes to kavod. When it comes to kavod, that's when you're mechabed your parents, that's what you do. When you're mechabed your Rebbe, that's what you do. Did we ever hear of such a thing, that a husband is supposed to do such a thing like that for a wife? So in Rav Volbe's Igros Uksavim, in Chelek Beis, in Mutaf Kofei, he quotes over here that B'dvar She'elaso, in Mitam, Mechabdu Yosem Yigufo, Yesh Lasis Le'isha Din Kedima B'kavod, Kigon Le'ikanis Le'bayis Tchila, that she should go into the house first. So he says the klal is that the ish is rav bebeso and elo limchalal kavodo. It's normal that the man would sit at the head of the table, and a woman sometimes yes, sometimes no. She might sit at the other end of the table, she might sit next to her husband. But you very rarely find that the husband doesn't sit at the head of the table. Says Rav Albi, that's not Mechabdu Yosem Igufo. Mechabdu Yosem Igufo, he says, there's another time we find the word kavod that's used. The Gemara tells us that that money Mechabdusa, that a person's clothing are the kavod. When one shows kavod for Shabbos, what do? We wear nicer clothing. So a person should prioritize his wife's clothing over his own clothing. Now that's a very narrow view of Mechabdu Yosem Igufo, that she should have nicer clothing than his clothing. So Rav Albi then adds, you know, giving her kedima to be nichnas somewhere is covered on the sham, it's not covered aguf. And the Rambam says, Mechabdu Yosem Igufo, that it's covered aguf. I think what he's probably driving at is the following, that while one has to be Mechabdu Yosem Igufo, one has to be mindful that while men crave kavod, women don't crave the same type of kavod that men crave. Meaning the idea of sitting at the table, the idea of being out there and being someone who's lauded and praised or whatever, that's not the kind of thing that one's wife is looking for from the husband. She's looking for a different kind of kavod from the husband, a kavod that very much emanates from the essence of ahava. In fact, he quotes from a Tshuvas Avnei Yashbin Chelek Vav Simon Kufman Bey. Kuf mem beis, anaf beis, that he says is tapakti. If let's say there's only one pillow, and either the husband gets it or the wife gets it. A lot of times you have, let's say, you have a hotel room and there's only one bed and there's one cot. So somebody's going to sleep in the bed, somebody's going to sleep in the cot. Let's say they're not able to sleep in the same bed; it's too small, or the halacha doesn't allow it, she's neither, or whatever. So who's going to get the bed? Who's going to get the cot? So it's a davar pashut. I think if you ask any Jewish husband, of course the woman gets the bed and the husband is going to sleep on the cot. So the kavod that one gives is not a kavod in the public sense, it's a kavod in the nurturing and taking care of all of your needs before mine. That all of your needs come before mine. That's what it means literally, mechabdu yoser migufo. It's not that I have a certain level of kavod and you're going to get a higher level of kavod. It means when there's a choice, it's my kavod or your kavod, meaning that there's only one last slice of the dessert. So you offer it to your wife first. When there's only one pillow, one cover, whatever it is, you offer to your wife is the one that should get it, and it should be understood that she's the one that gets it. That's Mechabda Yosem Igufo. So this is one of those mitzvahs that it's so easy for us to understand why it's such an important mitzvah. And like many mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, probably this more than most mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, while it seems like it's the kind of mitzvah where if one does this mitzvah, they're doing a favor to somebody else, there's really no greater favor that one can do for themselves than to fulfill this mitzvah properly. If one fulfills this mitzvah properly, so it generates the kind of relationship that the Rambam describes. I'm reminded of the story, I think they say, with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that a husband came complaining with the Rambam open. He pointed to Rabbi Yaakov, it says that the woman is supposed to be mechabed her husband, and my wife is not mechabed me. And the wife says, but the Rambam says that he should be mechabed his ishto yosem igufo, and he's not mechabed me. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you're each reading the wrong Rambam. You're supposed to read the Rambam that she's reading. She's supposed to read the Rambam that you're reading. The husband should be reading the Rambam about his own requirements to the wife, and the wife is supposed to be reading the Rambam about her requirements to him, and not what each one is entitled to. And through that, a person is going to be zocha to a much greater level of shalom bayis and being able to continue Klal Yisrael in the general spirit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you, everyone, for coming. So nice to see so many.